From the time you spent with Ryan Pace, are you able to explain to us in terms of painting a portrait of what this man is, in your opinion?
I'll try. We're still getting to know him. Very intelligent, very intense, very competitive, very analytical, and very thorough. And we're looking forward to him leading the Chicago Bears.
Was there a light bulb moment when you were interviewing him that said, this is our guy? In your gut, you had the instinct, this is our guy.
There was for me. We have an annual family business meeting where we get an update on what's going on with the Bears. And I had taken a photo of a group of photos that's here in the Midway that shows our 9 championship teams. And my point to our family was that 8 of those photos are in black and white. So Ryan had me at, we need more recent photos on these walls.
So he gets it.
He does.
You know,
he understands.
He spoke so much about the process of getting there. He talked about the Saints situation with Katrina, the displacement, and then wins a Super Bowl on their own in 2009. So building something, is that what gets you with him as well? Not to mention his tracker, but he gets the idea of building and sustaining to win championships.
Yeah, we want to win yesterday.
Yes.
But we assured Ryan that he's going to be given the resources and the support that he needs for sustained success.
To me, one of the most impressive things, and really almost falls in lockstep with Ryan's career path, is that he gets hired, he signs a contract, and bam, by the way, because of circumstances, you got to get in front of the potential next head coach of the Chicago Bears, one of the candidates, Todd Bowles of the Arizona Cardinals, and you got to do it right now. I know you just got hired, but you got to do it right now. I mean, how impressed were you to watch him do that? Because he had to be prepared for it at some level to walk into that.
I was very impressed, because you would think anybody that had worked that long and that hard would take at least a moment to celebrate reaching this pinnacle of the profession. But there was no time for that. It was almost literally signing the contract, walking down the hall to the Bronco Nagurski room, sitting down with Todd Bowles and conducting a head coaching interview. And I was very impressed, number one, that he did it at all, and number two, the manner in which he did it, how thorough he was, how decisive he was, how quickly he took charge of the interview, the questions he was asking, and the rapport that he was developing with the candidate.
The next step is a huge step, isn't it, in terms of finding the right head coach? And he made that clear. It's vital. Do you think you're off to a good start in the candidates?
Yeah, Ryan acknowledged the next step is a critical step for the future of the Chicago Bears. And we're confident that with his leadership, we're going to find the right coach to lead the Bears back to greatness.
In terms of anything else that may go on, he didn't say offense or defense or special teams coaches for that matter, but what he did say, he'd like to see the Bears defense be what it's known for over the history of the franchise. And that running game, too. Is that music to your ears at this point?
One of the things he mentioned is that the Bears' defense has lost its identity. And we think that no other team reflects its city like the Bears reflect Chicago. So we want to get back on offense and defense to that toughness, that ram it down your throat or take it away from you approach that the Bears are famous for.
Were there other things that he may have elaborated on that maybe you hadn't considered in finding the next general manager that even made it more appealing to bring him in?
Well, he referenced it in his news conference, but his story about leaving Illinois in a beat-up car to drive down to New Orleans for a job fair where you had to pay $50 per department that you wanted to interview with, and arriving at the Saints facility and seeing a line of applicants down the street and him thinking, I just need to get in there and sell myself. And he told them he would do anything. Well, they called him back. They said, we have a position open. It's an internship. It's $500 a month. And he said that he told his then-girlfriend, now wife Stephanie, and her parents, and he was so excited. And they were looking at each other like, is this guy for real? And then to come full circle and fly back to become general manager of the Chicago Bears.
Do you see some of you in him? Because obviously you just didn't wake up one morning and become chairman of the board of the Chicago Bears.
Well, I see passion in him. And I like to think that I'm a passionate person, especially about the Bears. And we're looking forward to him bringing that passion to the great city of Chicago and bringing a winner back to Chicago.